paint the picture, prior to 1968, we were within a 10-20 minutes walk of Cork City, and yet we were in the heart of the country. We had a very simple life. It was a mixture of farmhouses and cottages. There was a cluster of five cottages and four or five farms. Our life, as I say, is a very, very simple. We might have been in the heart of Connemara. We during our school days, we helped out with the farms. It was absolutely fantastic. During the harvest time and everything, it was part of our lives, and sport played a great part, bowl playing, morning, noon and night. But then, really, it was like a cancer took over the whole area, basically. We were notified by Cork Corporation just prior to 1968 that they had intended developing the whole area. And it sent shockwaves right through the people. A number of people panicked, went to the corporation and accepted the first offer and left. Others held on and arrived finally at an arbitration about 2 years later, roughly around, let's suppose, 1970-71, in the City Hall. And that, to me, probably will stick out in my memory for the rest of my life. You had people who really had spent a very, very harmless lifestyle in the country, and there they were in before the legal experts. And I remember very well one unfortunate man who had a cottage, a pig, no sow, and a dozen bonnets, and he made a few bob from it, and a few chickens used to sell it, a few dozen eggs. And this unfortunate man was saying that he was entitled to compensation for it. And instead of agreeing a figure and congratulating the man for his harmless efforts and the great joy he brought into his rural style of life over the years, instead this legal expert tore into him and really made a mockery of him. And then it ended up that the whole place ended up in a great laughter. But to me, it was sinful to think that this legal expert had literally torn this unfortunate man apart, and all he was trying to do is to try and get a few pound. He was already, remember, broken-hearted. His home had been taken from him, and he was about to leave Hollyhill. And that man left that council chamber in that particular day, and I think I've rarely ever seen a man so mentally destroyed. And if that is a compulsory purchase order, and if it's something that is approved by the government, the system should be scrapped. And it should come up for some other reason, because there was nobody, irrelevant to what preparation we went to in advance, we got no counselling, absolutely nothing. There was people left Hollyhill, people who had been in farming all their lives, and they ended up inside in bungalows. Their whole lifestyle had changed. Other people who rarely ever had a drink ended up as alcoholics, because their whole lifestyle was upset and all their neighbours were gone. I think there's one thing that if you have your houses for sale and you voluntarily go, but it's a terrible shock to feel that somebody comes along and knocks at your door and says, "Listen, I'm taking you over your home." And that's really basically how I came about to put a few verses together, because really, I suppose, I thought that it was so terribly important to me that I thought maybe the few verses would just kind of paint a little bit of a picture of the lifestyle that was there.